Welcome to the Big J and BB Show. I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And I'm Joey Real Talk of Toronto.
I'm Dan the Freaks of Freako.
Petey Tahiti Argus.
And special guest, Undead Red Bull. We give him a shout out every week for his Twitch channel. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. As always, you can find him on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull.
Awesome. We got Pete back.
Heck yeah, man.
Super cool. We got Dan back.
Yeah.
And we're doing my favorite podcast of the whole year, the NFL Preview. If you want to listen to all our podcasts, you can go to Spotify and search The Big J and BB Show, and on Google Play Music, Big J and BB Show. I really stopped keeping up with SoundCloud, so I'm not going to keep giving it a shout out. Facebook.com/BigJ and BB Show, and on Twitter at Big J and BB Show.
Buy our shirts.
Oh, yeah. While you're on our Twitter or our Facebook, you can find the link for our shirt, and you get free shipping because I have to ship it to them.
Yep, so that's the best way we can do it. We can offer you free shipping.
Free shipping. Yeah. I know, I don't even get a discount on a shirt, so fuck everyone else that thinks they should. Jesus. So this is the NFL preview. We're going to go over our division picks, our Super Bowl picks, some bold predictions, which I love, especially Dan's, MVP predictions, all that stuff. So let's start right in with the divisions. Let's start in the NFC East. Pete, we'll start with you. You're the first away from everybody, so we'll start with you.
Okay.
Like where you live, yeah.
Like, what do you mean where I live?
Well, because you're the first away.
Yeah, it's because I'm in that stupid Eastern time.
Yes.
That's the worst time zone in the world.
Yeah, so it's...
I just want the world to know that. All right. But NFC East winners...
East?
East winners...
I thought you said Weast!
Is going to be the Eagles.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Repeat.
Really bold prediction there, yeah. They have a pretty good team. Yeah, so I'm going to go Eagles.
Yeah, they do.
They don't know if they have a healthy quarterback.
I mean, I picked him in fantasy, so I hope to God he's healthy.
Ooh, he was a winner for us last year.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking him.
You are going with the Eagle. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Not many teams have a backup quarterback that was a Super Bowl MVP.
And caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Joe?
I'm also going to go with Philly.
Do you have anything to touch upon with Pete's reasoning?
No, they're just still solid.
Okay. I'm going to also go with Philly. Overall, I like the Cowboys, but I don't like Dak Prescott, and I don't like those receiving corps. So I'm going to go with the Eagles. And the Giants, I could see the Giants doing it if Saquon has a great year. And Eli should have a bounce-back year. He's got weapons. Defensively, they're not that bad. But I don't know. Until the Eagles slip up, you got to go with the Eagles. Dan?
Same, I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. They just had the most talent compared to every other team in that division. So I just think, again, repeat, just win the division.
Same. It has to be the Eagles, and it's their defense. It's not really even focused around their offense or the backup quarterbacks. It's their defenses that's going to pull them through, because that's how they got to the playoffs last year to begin with.
I agree. Great team. So no Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. That's what we're going with here. Let's go to the AFC East. We'll start with you, David.
Well, we're going to stay with the same as normal, New England Patriots. Don't see anyone else in that division taking that one from them at all, at least for the division-wise.
Mr. Pete.
All right, shocker here. Still New England. I mean, nothing else has to be said. That division is trash. It's New England all the way.
Joey.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard not to pick New England.
Come on, get bold, Joe.
I really wanted to say New York, but Teddy Bridgewater and
Teddy's like back.
I'm not digging it. I'm not digging it. I'm really not digging any of these other teams in that division
because
there's really nothing to look at. So yeah, I mean New England's pretty much got that secured.
If Jay was still in Miami, I'd think Miami.
Stop it. Stop right now.
No, it's the Patriots. And what's so stupid is because like we've said, the division's so bad. If I feel like the Patriots, the talent-wise, if they were in any other division...
Put them in the North, AFC North.
No, they wouldn't win the division.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think the Steelers would be better than them, division-wise. Maybe not come playoffs. Yeah. You know, Mike Tomlin's teams are known to choke, but Patriots win the AFC is easy. They could finish 8-8 and they'll win that fucking division.
Yeah, that is very true.
You're going with them?
Yeah, I mean, that division's ass. That's the only decent team on that freaking division.
Well, if you think about it, they go 8-8 because you got to believe they got 6 wins.
They're getting 6 division. Wins no matter what.
That means
right?
They can go 2-10 the rest of the way, and they still win that division.
Because it's bad. I just don't think the Jets have the talent to do it. And the Dolphins, like, I've seen some people, I think I was listening on the radio, some people saying that they think that Dolphins are the, could go 9-7 and win the division against Patriots. I mean, they're not going to go 9-7.
No.
Where are the 9 wins come from?
No.
Tannehill comes back and you're magical. No. Guess who has more playoff wins than fucking Tannehill? Jay Cutler. Thanks.
Bribe Blake Bortles, so.
Also, stud. Let's go to that. AFC South. I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Blake Bortles. Pete?
Yeah, that this division's going to be really good because if you want to say that Indy's probably the worst team, they have the best quarterback in that division, healthy-wise. Yeah. So that's why that division's going to be crazy because if Deshaun Watson can come back, saying all that, it's still going to be Jacksonville. They have the best defense, so they're going to that division.
How awful is the talent on Indianapolis Colts?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. We were trying to figure out who their second wide receiver is because they honestly don't know. I mean, it's Ryan Grant or it's like some other rookie.
Who's the top defensive player on the Colts? Do you know?
Because
I don't.
No.
Because I don't.
I mean, I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm looking now. We're going to go to David with his pick, but I'm going to look at some
players
on the defense.
That's why Indy's going to have to score 50
wins.
Who's
that all-star, you know? That's why Angelo's got to throw the ball. He's just...
I'll actually throw off a trend here so we don't all keep picking the same thing.
Okay.
But I think Houston could take that division easily.
So and I like that pick. There's nothing wrong with
if
that.
If Watson is healthy, obviously any quarterback has to stay healthy for the team to actually go somewhere. But mm-hmm. if Watson is healthy, that team could easily win the division.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a really talented – with Deshaun, for the few games we saw him last year, he looked great. Obviously, you still have Hopkins and Fuller. Lamar Miller – I mean, it's a consistent.
Offense. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you still got J.J.
Watt
and Clowney. And Clowney, that's
defense.
I always forget
that defensive line is going to be unstoppable again.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, I could see it. And didn't Watt get hurt last year?
He did get hurt last year.
So healthy, so, I mean,
yeah.
I could see it because they're going to get a lot of pressure to some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going through this offensive or this defensive nothing. List, and this is just fucking brutal. I don't know what. Oh, Jamal Sheard, maybe?
Yeah. Jamal Sheard was good like 5 years ago on
well,
the Patriots.
There you go, man.
Like
that's what you got.
Gosh,
it's pretty bad.
That's your best player on defense.
Joe.
Terrible.
AFC solid. South.
I was actually, I'm going to go with David. I'm going to go with Houston Texans. I think they could take it.
Okay.
I like the team that they got.
I know you love Lamar Miller.
All right, Dan, you're the decider. Who are you going?
Oh, he's like Colts.
Go in Tennessee.
Andrew Luck, yeah. Tennessee, dude. No.
I thought about Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well. I just think last year did so well. They're so close to making it. And this year, I think they didn't lose anything. Their defense is really well. I think they could take that division. Even like I said, it's going to be a toss-up because Houston could be there too. But I think Jacksonville, with the better defense, could win that division.
I mean, yeah, technically you didn't really lose anything because both your receivers were hurt all year anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. But you did just lose Marquise Lee tonight. In an injury. He got carted off the field. We don't know how serious it is. But still, Jacksonville does have a great defense.
Some people
would draft them fifth in a fantasy football draft because they're so great.
Well, fifth round.
Yeah, and you got Leonard Fournette if he stays healthy. But I do really love the Texans. Because
not even just stay healthy, though.
Right.
He's got to clean his act up. He's got to get out of his rookie mentality mind because he's already suspended for week one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Just from off-field.
I love Leonard Fournette.
He just got to get his act together. That's
yes,
all.
Because he could be extremely talented. We saw it at LSU, but then we saw some of his immature side at LSU, too. So we'll see what happens with them. They obviously have Blake Bortles. So.
I mean, that's a true fantasy football champion right there.
Stud.
The true GOAT.
Stud. Right? Let's go NFC South. I'll start this one. I'm going to go with the Saints because they have a juggernaut of an offensive team. I couldn't tell you who's on their defensive side of the ball, except...
Marcus Lattimore, man.
Yeah.
How about defensive rookie of the year?
Yeah.
Watch some football, Ryan. Dang it, man.
I only watch the offensive side of the ball, man. Sorry.
How about
you can't
that
even hit normal anymore.
How about that DB that messed up at the end, all right?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Stephon Diggs.
I remember him. Yeah. Let me drop low real quick instead of just hitting him straight up, dipshit. But Drew Brees is going to surpass Peyton Manning this year in a lot of records. Drew Brees wins another Super Bowl. He's in the contention for top all time, top three. Easy.
Stop it.
No,
he's
not
a top three quarterback of all time.
Really?
No.
If he wins two Super Bowls and has all
those... I don't care. Really? I'm not throwing him in there. No.
Really?
No.
Why?
I don't think he's top three of all time.
Why?
I don't know if I'd say top three of all
time.
You're going to say he's not better than Manning?
Come on.
He wins the second Super Bowl and he beats all Manning records. He's not better than Manning?
I'm not doing that, man. I'm not doing that. No.
I won't put him above Brady or Montana, but I'll put him above Manning any day. I don't, because Breeze, to me, if he wins a second Super Bowl, is easily at that level.
I agree.
I'm not doing it.
That's right. 69 and Breezy.
Hell yeah.
But I digress. I'll take the Saints.
Elway would roll over in his playing days grave right now.
Yeah, he can spit his fucking chewing tobacco out and suck a dick. David, go ahead. NFC South.
This one's hard because three of the teams, I believe, won double-digit games last year. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they did, right?
Didn't the Panthers sneak in a 10th win?
Yeah, Tampa wasn't one of them.
Tampa definitely was. Well, they were the one getting smashed by all three teams.
Their quarterback doesn't take no for an answer, though. Off the field. Yeah, yeah. Off the field. Wow.
Wow, Jameis.
Eating them W's.
I think I'm still going to pick the Saints. Because Drew Brees is an amazing quarterback. That offense, young rookie running backs, you know. It's just going to flow, and that defense is going to learn from their mistakes last year.
Hit a man straight up, please.
Yes, they definitely did some practice on that this offseason. But I could still see the Falcons being right there next to them. They could do a bounce back as well because their offense is just unbelievable still.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's open. Oh, yeah. Same thing for the Panthers. They brought the Super Bowl a couple years ago, so anything could happen.
But we're all ruling out Tampa.
I think we can all agree on ruling out.
I'm sorry, I got two more guys. Joe, you taking the Bucks?
Tampa Bay? Nah. I really want to say Carolina, but I also feel like Cam Newton's going to be like a real push this year and not.
I don't know. You got to think about the new hit rule.
You got to count that into a factor. People aren't going to want to hit so much.
Run, and I mean, maybe the hits will go in his favor, but I like the New Orleans pick, and I feel like Drew Brees is going to want it this year, and he's going to take it this year.
Goat. Dan.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints as well. They're always such a high caliber offense. They always score just a lot of points. They're always like a top scoring offense throughout the year. And then their defense has improved the last few years, which is why they've been doing better. Because the last few years they were doing 7-9. Then last year they finally had double digit wins. And if the defense gets a little better, and they made as far as they did last year, which just one play is what made the difference in going to NFC Championship. And that's the only thing that really screwed them out of that. So I think this year they could easily make it back. And even make it to the Super Bowl. So.
PTD.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans has got an explosive offense. Their defense is much improved. Going to Atlanta, win this division. Because Atlanta does, it's every couple of years that they dominate, at least in the regular season.
So the San Francisco Giants of football.
Yeah, honest. Yeah. Well, I mean, but the Giants actually win stuff.
Oh,
they actually
just
get the
every
rings.
Other year.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually get the rings.
All right, got it.
So I got Atlanta winning this division, but the Saints are going to be right there. It's going to be neck and neck, but I think Atlanta wins this division.
So Joe touched upon Carolina. I find them an interesting team. Do any of you think Carolina could contend for the division?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
They still have a top 100%. Defense. Their defense isn't too old.
I feel like a rookie
running back that's in his second season who could still be an outbreak. Cam Newton's still Cam Newton. Question is, who's going to be the top receiver that's going to catch the ball?
Gosh.
Yeah.
This division's
Greg Olson.
This division's going to come down in the final 3 weeks.
Okay.
I feel like there's no doubt. And Carolina, yeah, it's the ultimate wild card because if they can actually do what they did a few years ago, I mean, they could easily win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go NFC West. So you have the San Francisco 49ers are on the up and up with Jimmy G. Seattle, I think, takes a step back after getting rid of almost everybody.
Yeah.
And then Arizona, obviously, in a rebuild mode. They do have Sam Bradford, if he ever stays healthy. But I think that they're – and David Johnson's back. I still think it's more of a pullback kind of mode for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Josh Rosen is your future. But Larry Fitz is still there.
Right, Joe?
I believe so.
Good, cool. I'll start with you, actually. Who is your prediction for that? Obviously, the Rams are the great Sean Turf yet again last year. So
yeah, I'm going with the Rams because I'm just looking at them here and
I don't even know if they play on turf. I'm sorry,
I don't know.
They play on grass, man. They're now, in LA.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry. Hey, as long as it's green,
but, it might be artificial.
It may be artificial. They
oh, it's definitely it, fake grass, but it's grass, right?
Now the Rams have come a long way the past couple of years, and they're just still on the rise of being a kind of a team that's like, yeah, it's whatever. But now they're like, oh fuck, I don't want to play against the Rams. And overall, they're a very good team, and in this division, it's kind of easy for them to take it.
Is it going to be close between San Francisco and them? And the other, I'm really sorry, depends. You might like the other teams too. I don't know.
But. Well, no, but it really depends on Garoppolo.
Right.
See how he does this year.
All right, Dan.
I'm going with the Rams as well. I mean, compared to other teams in there, like you said, Cardinals rebuild mode, San Francisco, I'm not going to say anything yet with that team because I don't know what we're going to get out of them. And then Seattle, I mean, I don't think they're going to be that good this year, honestly. And plus, they're always sucking the road anyways. And plus, I think they get downgraded. So I think Rams can take that one. They've added so much talent. Right, defense is really good. The offense is going to be a lot better. So I can see winning that division.
David.
It's going to be the Rams. I mean, that's a no-brainer pick, really. Seattle lost their defense, have only one weapon on offense, and that's Wilson, and he can't do everything.
Yeah.
He could try as much as he wants. He may get a couple games, but it's not going to win every division. Cardinals rebuild mode. We'll see how that works out for them. 49ers, I know they went on a stretch at the end of the season, won, what, like 4 or 5 games in a row. They could be a potential wild card threat. But I don't think they'll be a division threat.
PT?
I want to so hard pick the Niners.
I know you do.
I really do. I really do. Because I feel like a lot went right for the Rams last year. I feel like a lot went right.
I think they've invested so much this offseason.
Yeah, and I just, I don't like that. Okay. Because, like, it reminds me of Philly a few years ago when they got that all of a sudden great defense that was supposed to happen. So you know what? Since everybody else picked the Rams, I'm going to pick the Niners.
Why?
Because of Jimmy G, and I feel like
he's a handsome man.
I don't know how good of a year Todd Gurley is going to have.
He's dating a porn star.
Yep. Todd Gurley is not going to have the.
You're not going to address the fact that your quarterback's dating a porn star. It might help.
Not going to address it.
Doesn't I haven't need to be watched addressed. For porn yet, but I'll get back to you on the next podcast.
Not going to address that.
Yeah, I'm like trying to listen to Pete. Oh, no, I'm having like sorry. A useless conversation.
Honestly.
Yes, Todd Gurley, yes.
Yeah, no, I feel like the Niners are on the up. I'm going to pick the Niners to win that division.
Okay.
It's going to come down to the last week. Okay. When the Niners play at the Rams, it's going to decide it, that game.
Where does Seattle finish in this division?
Oh, man. Well, I think in third because Arizona's just.
Are they, though?
I don't know.
Because
you remember, Arizona just run the ball all day with David Johnson.
David Johnson's healthy. If Bradford's healthy, you still got Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but Russell's still a good quarterback.
He is. He's a great quarterback.
And it's still tough to play in Seattle.
Okay.
It is still tough to play there.
Not as tough as it used to be, though.
Well, yeah.
The 12th man is not really a 12th man.
Yeah, but it's still.
It's like 11 and a half.
Yeah, the bandwagon's falling off.
Still, I think Arizona still finishes fourth.
Joe.
It's close.
The third or fourth, yeah.
Well, yeah, I knew that, but where, though? Third or fourth, which one?
Third or fourth.
No, I want to know which one.
Which one?
I mean, it honestly doesn't really matter where they fall.
I'm just curious, because that's a team that went to the Super Bowl a few years ago, and was people thought we were going to be a dynasty.
No, they were a one-time show. They were just like, oh, here we are, okay, and then that's it. That's really all they were, so third or fourth.
I see no commitment. Damn.
I say third. I don't think they're that bad.
I'm trying to get from you. Do you think Arizona's going to be better than Seattle?
No, there's no way.
Compared to Arizona, there's no way.
They're going to be better.
If you even finish second, you never know.
Do you believe, David, that Arizona or Seattle's going to be better?
I think if Seattle already knows about their rebuilding, I think they just try to go for four just to get a higher draft pick. Just to rebuild.
Who does Arizona have on defense, though?
That's what I'm also trying to think. That's what's hard for me. Because I agree with you. I think Russell Wilson is a great quarterback. He's
going to win probably 3 games on his own.
He's easily. Made a lot happen. Yeah. But, man, I don't know. Something about Arizona, I really like the David Johnson thing coming back. But
well,
I could see Seattle taking third. I could see it.
I mean, it's tough to run David Johnson when you give up 30. So,
well, They'll still do it because they're like, fuck it.
I mean, they'll dump him off to him so he gets the fantasy points. But
Joe up. God
he's
going to
get his touches.
Let's go to the AFC West, where you have a 10-year contract coach, and John Gruden is back. You've got Denver with Case Keenum.
Talk about a bad investment.
L.A. Chargers. Will people show up to their games? Who knows?
I mean, it's a soccer stadium. Let's hope they can show up.
And the Chiefs are moving on from Alex Smith, and we have Mahomes. Who's your homies?
Homies.
Joe, is Patrick Mahomes your homie?
I'm thinking about it, but I also want to ask, why all the bouncing around? Why can't we just stay with the AFC all the way or the NFC?
I've always just go one, and I did that last few years.
I was just curious.
You can really listen to them on SoundCloud. Look up Sexy.
It's really just
the throwback.
They're just to fucking confuse me.
Oh, you have to do it.
Yeah,
but
scrolling up and scrolling down.
That's a lot of shit, man. I'm
trying to,
like, sorry. Honestly, it is confusing. We'll finish off NFC, then go back to the NFC. It's fine. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Yeah, we're already at the end. Might as well just hit
the next one. Damn, we are.
Almost. Oakland takes this.
Ooh.
AC/DC.
Man.
AC/DC, and you got fucking DMML.
Just name it off names.
Honestly, well, I'm trying to think of what we
no, 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 you're just saying letters.
ABC, JC.
Marshawn Lynch.
We got a KH in there. That's cool.
Got a KH in there.
But, no, I think Oakland's going to be all right. Derek Carr is going to be recovering pretty well from his mishap, and he's going to be hungry, and he's kind of got a team again, so I think they could take it. But I also really want to say L.A.
Why? But I'm just curious. Why?
I just have
a gut feeling?
Yeah. That's honestly just a feeling about L.A.
I love your gut feelings when we do these, though.
Yeah.
They're great. Oakland is interesting because, like, you don't know. Like, everyone's getting this vibe, like, that Gronkern's just a dipshit and doesn't know what he's doing anymore.
I mean,
but then at the same time, I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't like Khalil Mack. Like, I don't know. Maybe he... I mean,
why would you like a guy that gets you probably 12 sacks a year and one of the best defense players? Why would you like that?
He's like, I like Derek Carr, man.
Yeah, because, like, the last time...
He's a quarterback coach. What do you expect?
Right, yes.
I mean, the last time Gruden, like, coached a team, there wasn't Twitter. So, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, man.
Like, okay.
I do... Oh, that's right. They do have Pete's boy, Jordy Nelson. Totally forgot about that.
I mean, they do,
They replaced Crabtree at Nelson. Upgrade or downgrade? Pete. Oh, it's the Packer fans, Pete.
No, it's a downgrade.
Joe?
It's a down...
I really want to say a downgrade, just because Jordy Nelson has fallen off so bad.
He's old.
I mean...
Isn't Crabtree old, too? Are they,
so,
like, almost...
So how much
but it felt like Crabtree was reborn in Oakland.
I felt like Crabtree is old. He's got to be older, right, Crabtree?
But the thing is, if you look at Jordy for his year last year, how much did Rodgers make him good?
Yes. Rodgers,
the last year
Rodgers
or two.
Made him, yeah.
Because... clearly, he dropped off when Brett Hundley came in.
But at that point, we could say any wide receiver that worked with any top elite quarterback, same thing.
Well, I mean, Devontae still produced. I mean, so did, like, other players on that team. I mean, Jordy looked old.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah, after that injury, that was it.
Just the hip, right? Yeah.
Fun fact, Jordy Nelson is older by 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Crabtree is 30. Jordy Nelson is 33.
I think Nelson is still an upgrade just because he could actually catch the football.
Yeah, well,
Crabtree was a touchdown guy.
He was.
That's what makes you win games. You could touch the ball all day, but if you're not getting in that final zone, what's the point?
Well, if you're already in the end zone or in the red zone, Nelson could at least catch the ball.
I think this is a big year for Amari Cooper. It's a show me year. You know, you were predicted to be at the top receiver in your class a few years ago, and you had a decent rookie year, and then you haven't done shit. So
this
is a big show me year. I understand because of Carr getting hurt kind of threw it off a little bit. But let's see what happens. You got Marshawn Lynch. You got Doug Martin. John Gruden, you just signed to a 10-year deal. You're getting ready to move to the Vegas.
Yep.
See what happens. I'm going with the Chargers because I think Phillip Rivers is going to have a really good year. I saw flashes of a great offense last year. You have a Mike Williams who, in his rookie year last year, only played a few games, I think maybe the last four.
Did you say flashes just because of the Chargers?
No, you, though. Flash! Ah! really, I like the Chargers. I think they have a really good defense. Joey Bosa going to play a full year. Awesome. No Antonio Gates, though. Sad.
I mean, you
it
talk
could
about
always
guy,
be a late pickup, but you never know.
You talk about a guy that looked old.
Antonio Gates. Yeah, very old.
old, but he's still, I had him last year on my fantasy team. He still caught probably the most touchdowns on that team.
And I look at Kansas City and a ton of talent on offense. I mean, very flashy, could make things happen. If Sammy Watkins is even relevant, we don't know what's going to happen.
Whatever with him.
Patrick Mahomes replacing Alex Smith. A hell of a cannon. See how accurate he is.
Amazing coach. You still got to play in Kansas City, and it's right. just hard to play
there. I don't like their defense. They got rid of Marcus Peters. Is Ali, Tamba Ali, still even there? Thought he left, right?
I don't know.
Not very good defense. And then Denver, you're getting an upgrade at quarterback because of Case Keenum.
Well, I mean, honestly, anything was an upgrade to what they had.
It was an upgrade, but he's already been struggling so far just in this preseason. But
Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch were fucking awful. How do you draft Paxton Lynch that high in a draft, and now you don't? He's probably not even going to play in the NFL ever. So, awesome. Great job, John Elway.
First fucking round great boss.
Job. I mean, he did get a Tebow, so.
God. He won a fucking playoff game with that bastard. That shit's wild. New York Met.
The GOAT.
You look at running back. Royce Freeman has potential. We'll see what happens there. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are always decent. I just don't think... I love Von Miller on the defensive side of the ball, but, like, after that...
I mean, they got Bradley Chubb.
It's okay. And that was a great pick.
Well, yeah, because the rest of the defense is terrible. Yes. So you better get a pass rush.
So you're going to have two guys on the line coming at you on a rush, and everything else, you're like, whoa.
Whoa, the rest of the defense.
I just think the Chargers are probably the best set team in that division.
Dan? I'm actually going to go with the Raiders.
Damn, I just thought it was Joe sipping the AC/DC Kool-Aid. It's you too, huh?
No, I left him a few years ago, and then, like I said, the whole Derek Carr injury kind of screwed him over, and I think now that they have everything back, I think they can definitely make a run for it. I mean, yeah, the Chargers are up there too, but I don't know. I think it can be a pretty tight race between the two of them.
Okay.
David. I'm going with the Chargers. I mean,
Chargers.
Both. I just, their offense is going to be pretty unstoppable this year.
My fantasy teams depend on it.
Yeah. So. I mean, I could see how the Raiders could be up there, but I know it's Gruden back as a coach, his first year. He's got to rebuild that whole team still. It's not going to be – it's going to be a whole different team in 2 years. It's not going to be this built team that was from 2 years ago that won 10 so games or whatever and went to the playoffs.
They really should beat the Patriots. Poor Derek Carr getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the year. Pete.
Yeah, I'll go Chargers too.
Yeah, fuck you, Dan.
Fine.
Well, it's because, I mean, yeah, Denver just doesn't, I mean, have anything. Oakland, I mean, yeah, there's too many questions. You know, the whole Gruden thing. Like, I don't know how Gruden's going to do. I mean, the whole Khalil Mack situation is huge. I mean,
do you not talk to your top defensive player?
Like, why is he not signed? Clearly, he is, like, a top five defensive player in the NFL. Pay him. You're moving to Las Vegas. Mac Come attack. On, man. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, definitely not them. Yeah, Chargers got it going on. So, if Melvin Gordon stays healthy, they should be fine. They should be fine. So, I think Chargers win this division. But, yeah, Kansas City, too many questions with Mahomes. I mean, they just, you know, got rid of Alex Smith, and they're just giving the keys to Mahomes.
I think if their defense was more solid, I'd be more inclined to lean their way.
Yeah.
Because I think it could make up for the fact that Mahomes is young.
Yeah.
But when you have not a very good defense, yes, you have a ton of flashy players on offense with Hunt and Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce. But if Mahomes struggles, I don't know if the defense can stop. I mean, I don't know if the defense can stop even the Denver offense at this point.
I think what Kansas City's going to do is what Dallas did, you know, a few years ago with Zeke in this rookie year. They're just going to run the ball.
The shit out of them.
Yeah, and just time control. I mean, that's what it's going to be for them.
They still got a top-tier coach. I mean, yeah. He might not win playoff games, but...
Yeah, he's going to figure
Kansas
it out.
Kansas City could technically still come second in that division.
Yeah.
Yes. I think this division is tight between those three teams. I mean, even Denver can be there. Denver can hang around. There's nothing saying they can't. Things can always change.
Score 40 points a game, yeah.
Well, I mean, even Keenum, you're looking at Keenum last year, you know, very similar to Alex Smith, where he's not going to really win you games, but he's not going to lose you games either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I think this will be a fun division watch, but I do, tell him about the Chargers, man. I don't know. They're probably going to be awful, and it's just going to fuck my whole year. Let's go to the AFC North. David, I'll start with you.
This one... I think I'm still going to pick the Steelers.
But you love the Browns.
No, I do not love the Browns. I think we could probably predict how many wins the Browns will have.
We will get to that.
We'll do that later on, though. But yes. I think the Steelers are still going to be number one in this division. The Ravens are... I still see them rebuilding. I don't know. Maybe they go out and get Dez Bryant as a wide receiver. Maybe he takes less money because they need it. That may change something. Maybe they could compete. But those Ravens-Steelers games are always competitive, no matter who's on their team. But the Steelers' offense, it's just... It's stacked on paper, but they just need to start performing like they should. That defense needs to step up, though. But I still think the Steelers are going to win that.
I think losing Shazier hurt them really bad.
But they could also rally behind it, too,
though. Yeah, they could. They could. So, I think last year they didn't. T.J. Watt, though, another year there. I just... Fuck, man. You talk about a division with really bad secondary. Jesus. I don't like him. I don't like Jimmy Smith. He's probably the number one now in Baltimore because I think Webb is gone.
Jimmy Smith's good.
He's okay. You look at the Steelers, Joe fucking Hayden. This isn't 5 years ago, Joe Hayden. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the Browns have good young secondary pieces that they got. That's pretty awesome. But the like you said, the Steelers offense on paper should dominate. Just pure dominant. The fact that they don't have another Super Bowl right now is disgusting. And part of that is Mike Tomlin. And you get to the point where if you're a Steeler fan, which, you know, due to my left right here, Steeler fan, when do you say, maybe it's time to move on from Tomlin, Dan?
Will I am?
Yeah, will I am? Will I am? Will no, I am? Man. But he's underperforming. How do these teams have another Super Bowl?
I know. They should have it, too. Well, also the injuries, though. That's really a huge thing.
I think if the Steelers make the playoffs this year and get eliminated first round, he'll be fired.
See, I say that, but then I think of the other team in the division. I look at the Cincinnati fucking Bengals, and Marvin Lewis has been around for like 15 years. All right,
my thing is this. Okay, if you're going to fire Tomlin, who are you replacing him with?
I don't know.
Okay, then you can't fire him. You got to have some name in mind. If you're getting rid of Tomlin, because Tomlin's at least a good coach.
Yes.
I know. What I'm saying is, like, if you're going to get rid of him, you better have someone else backing him up. Because you can't just fire a coach. If you're Pittsburgh, because at least you make the playoffs every year.
Yeah, I don't think you fire him now. I think, though, if you look a few years down the road, if this team does not get...
Well, yeah. They don't really have a few years, to be honest.
Well, it depends on that.
Maybe one or two, and that's...
I mean, down the road, Cleveland should own this division. Like, in about 2 or 3 years, Cleveland's... You think about it. Cincinnati's not great. Their future's not great. Pittsburgh... Unsure with Le'Veon. Antonio Brown, 2 or 3 years from now, what is he going to be? Ben's probably going to retire by then. And then you got Baltimore, ultimate question mark, because what is Lamar Jackson? Because clearly that's their future. So Cleveland, if Baker can just be fine, I mean, with the young nucleus they have on defense, I mean, this could be their division here in a few years. But, I mean, Pittsburgh's probably going to dominate this year because, I mean, the rest of the division's not great at all. Yeah. They're going to win the... It's kind of like the New England thing. They're probably going to win it by default.
Yes, I think Pittsburgh wins the division easy. But
easy.
Yeah,
easy.
Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Baltimore's not good. They're not. I mean, Joe Flacco. Joe, Jesus. Yeah, I know.
Joe Flacco forgot
one of the top paid quarterbacks, though.
He is?
Sadly.
For a Super Bowl win that...
Hey, so is Matt Stafford. I don't know what happened.
Well, 17th round.
At least Matt Stafford performs.
That's honestly very true compared to Joe Flacco. But what has Joe Flacco to show for it?
He's got a ring. He does have a ring.
Matt Stafford doesn't beat good teams, though.
No. I look at Pittsburgh, and it's
what's
just...
What's up that stats, though?
It's interesting because the Le'Veon Bell thing is so funny because you want, like, $17, $18 million a year, but, like, at the same time, you do have an injury history. You have been suspended before. You are almost 30 years old. And just historically, that's where running backs fall off.
Yep.
What I like about Le'Veon Bell is he tries to avoid a lot of hits. He's very patient with the way he runs the ball. It's awesome to watch. I just don't think Pittsburgh's going to pay him that much money.
No, Le'Veon's in another uniform next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Le'Veon could resign with the Steelers, but he can't. He's not going to be able to make
that
much
money.
He's
being a dick about it. He just wants way too much.
Yeah. No, I agree.
For more than 2 years now.
Now, where's Le'Veon go?
That's a whole different thing, and I don't know because it depends on coming into next season where, you know, people go, who retires, who stays.
Who gets hurt.
You know, you could see a team like the Patriots wanting to invest in it. They want to go one more time for Tom. if they want to.
They wouldn't go for a running back, I don't think.
Why not? Take the pressure off Tom. He's going to be like 43 years old. 42 years old.
Tom's see, like, now it looks Tom's like they're going to go for a wide receiver if there's one on the board.
Yeah, they probably should.
That's what they need.
But and then they look at they tried to invest in Brandon Cooks, and it was awful. Who knows?
Pete knows about that.
He does. He all about it. But I think...
Let's just call me out, man.
Call me out.
You know what? Everybody was drinking. Don't hurt me. Everybody was all about Brandon Cooks last year.
I was.
Okay?
Super high on Brandon Cooks.
You know, you would have thought, oh, man, he excelled with Breeze.
Don't worry. I said you Brady. Let's get to a 6,000 yards. I know all a fucking about potential.
The best part, Dan, about you saying Andrew Luck can throw 6,000 yards is you were sober. That was the best part.
True.
That's the best way to be about that shit.
Yeah. I think
dude,
more...
the team was ass at the time. He had nothing else to do besides throw the ball. He
still does.
I mean, it's still the same
it's
team.
It's still the same team. All he has to do is throw the ball. Just bomb it. 80-yard Hail Marys. I don't give a shit, dude. Just do it.
When you look at the AFC North, I think it's more interesting is who's going to take second. Because they know
that's true.
Yeah.
So, oh man.
Pete,
oh,
you're a Cleveland native.
That, this is going to be the toughest question you ask because the Bengals are going to be trash. The Bengals. Oh man.
You don't like Joe Mixon, bro?
No, dude. I don't like Marvin Lewis. Okay. Why does he still have a job, Marvin Lewis?
Say same thing about Jeff Fisher.
Like
jobs.
Oh, Jeff. Oh man, Jeff Fisher. Jesus. Oh,
Super Bowl champion Jeff Fisher. He won with the Bears.
Yeah, I know it's not as a coach. No, that's no, for sure.
But he has a losing record
as a couple
coach.
Good tight
hey jokes. Man, he was only a few yards short.
Yeah.
Just a few yards short. Second in this division. Oh, God. It's probably going to be Baltimore by it's just going to be by default. It's going to be Baltimore at like 7-9, 6-10. That's what it's probably going to be.
Do you know that Marvin Lewis is his 15th year?
Yeah.
Gosh,
he's like,
sad.
Do you know what his overall record is?
Is it even positive?
It's like you're right.
It's positive.
It is.
It's like barely, yeah.
125, 119, and 3.
That could change this year.
Man. Honestly, that's Jeff Fisher territory right there. Because I can see them 6 games
under
500.
What's his postseason record?
Oh, it's like 0-12.
0-7.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
never won a playoff game.
Yeah, tons of talent at times.
Hey, you talk about consistency.
He's
you're
getting
that
actually.
So you think it's the Ravens?
Yeah, at like 7-9.
David,
it's a tough one because Bengals are usually good sometimes.
Miraculously, convicts really know how to play.
Doesn't really make sense.
It's a really toss up between the Ravens and the Bengals. But I
yeah,
think
you guys
go.
Are just no love to the Browns.
No
dude,
love.
They
did
win
one game
last year.
Man.
You
think
how much they upgraded?
You're high.
Okay, all right.
No, upgraded, rookie quarterback.
Don't
about,
even
they're
say.
They're between second place.
Yeah, so I'm saying, still. Not second place, you
okay.
Shitting me? The
okay,
Browns?
Don't, all right. Yeah, they upgraded, but if you trying to make your argument.
Have you watched that, Hard Knocks, bro?
No, I haven't.
It's Hard Knocks.
But if you're trying to make the argument that they upgraded at the quarterback position... With Tyrod Taylor?
They did.
Dude.
They did not.
Between Kizer and Tyrod.
Yeah, but, okay. But it's not like, oh, man, this is like 7 wins. With
they
with,
went to, oh, man, with, I got a Buffalo quarterback that
yeah.
got benched for a rookie who threw 4 interceptions.
That was because Buffalo's
half.
Fucked up. They knew he was Tyrod Taylor.
He got benched for
no,
that guy. Remember
court,
that.
That coach should have been fired for that bullshit. He didn't. Because Tyrod Taylor is much better than Nathan Peterman, and that was simply because they didn't want to keep Tyrod
but
Taylor.
The only reason
Buffalo
why that team went to the playoffs
yeah.
was because of McCoy. It had nothing to do
yeah. with what, Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, if he don't play him, you're not throwing another touchdown the rest of the year. Nathan Peterman's going to throw you nothing but picks. 4 quarter.
Well, you know what Tyrod Taylor's going to throw you? Nothing but nothing. Because he's not going to throw the ball. He is not going to
okay.
throw any touchdowns.
So the real question is, when does Mayfield
play?
Yeah, when does he play? Like, what week?
Late.
Think?
If
late.
The Browns are smart, he
late.
Doesn't play the entire
he
year.
He shouldn't play the whole season, but I have a feeling he comes like 14,
oh,
15.
I mean, I think for sure he comes in, but if they're smart, doesn't play the entire
let's
year.
Let's say you're already 0-12.
Start
him
next
even
year.
Try to even
you're not
going to
be 0-12.
No. You know what?
It's possible.
You know what?
It is possible.
Preview. This isn't Browns. Even my bold prediction, but week one, they beat the Steelers.
Joe, hey. How you doing, man?
Oh,
we're
know,
on the AFC North. Who's your division pick? Probably Steelers, right?
Probably Baltimore.
Oh, man.
That's a wise pick there, cop.
And you were thinking all that time in there, huh?
No, I was dying.
Like, oh god, the ball for they could really do it. Just, they just this happens.
No, I literally just sat there, put my hands on my face. I'm like, this is awful.
He probably saw his team being drafted. He's like, they're all Ravens.
Yeah, like, oh my god,
no, you're really going with the Ravens? What?
For some reason, the Ravens always fucking pull it off. They're always in the playoffs, right? Somehow, they always make it. They always get right up there, right?
Yeah.
And now they have Michael Crabtree.
And that's the difference maker.
You do like some.
I honestly see that being the difference maker.
That guy's the goat, man.
Oh, easily.
He really is a great receiver, though. In all reality,
he's a solid receiver. Man, that's the guy that's gonna get me there.
I don't like Joe Flacco, but for whatever reason, he's a good quarterback. He makes it happen. I don't know how, but he does it.
And he usually has a defense to back him up.
That's the thing. And the Baltimore defense is pretty decent.
They're still decent.
And I feel like big.
That's why they're gonna get second.
I think why Big Ben's starting to go down here, and he's going to really rely on that running game and the defense they got, but I think Baltimore overall
doesn't have a run defense, though.
I love it.
I don't know.
I love it.
I can see Baltimore doing
because
it,
I feel like
Jacksonville
that
ran like 250
that could totally
yards
be your bold
Baltimore
prediction as well.
Year.
I dig it.
Fuck, man. I'd be so pissed if Baltimore won that division. God, if the Steelers don't win that division, I'd lose my shit. I mean, this is stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible if injuries happen, yeah.
Of course.
But,
yes.
If I don't
Big
see
Ben goes down, they're done. If Big Ben goes down, I still like them to win this
they
division.
They still win that division.
I mean, seriously.
You just gotta run the ball.
The division is bad,
just
man.
Just
give
the ball to Bell.
Man.
And you just throw it up to bad. Brown, and he's gonna catch it for you. So.
Well, I think the Browns are gonna take second. I'm sipping the Kool-Aid.
Okay. Wait, how many wins, though?
We're not there yet. We're gonna wait till we get to later. We'll get to Browns wins. And then to wrap it up, let's go NFC North, Joe.
Well, I'm going to say Steelers, by the way.
Well, I think you already picked them.
Did I pick them?
Yeah, remember, we were going around second place finishes.
Man.
I did not say Steelers.
Yes, you did.
Honestly, Ryan,
I've been wasting so much time until Joe got back, so I know you picked it, because that's when I said, hey, who's taking second?
Yeah,
I skipped you on second place.
Man.
Who do you think takes second? Baltimore?
Yeah, probably Baltimore. I was going to say, usually, like, Joe said,
it's usually
you have a runner up. They're usually up there. Right? They really contended that division, so.
Cincinnati takes my second, Pittsburgh third.
Oh, man.
I'm skipping them. All right.
The Nasty Natty.
Because you're bullshit.
The Nasty Natty.
NFC North. Dan. Is it going to be the Bears?
I wish, man. I really wish it was, but it's definitely not going to be the Bears.
It's not.
Especially, why don't they get good? The other team's going to be fucking good, too, right? What the hell, man?
I know. I know. Who you got?
You know what? I was going to say Vikings. I like to see it, you know. Obviously, they got up there because of Rodgers hurt and everything, but I just want to see the Vikings. I don't want to see the Packers, sorry. Just my biased opinion. I know they probably will, but I like to see the Vikings go back. They're still a really good team. Detroit's always just going to be Detroit. They're not going to do anything. I don't care. But the Bears, I think they're up and coming, but not good enough to contend with the Packers or the Vikings with first place. But I think it'll be a toss-up between Vikings and Green Bay. I think it'll be really close.
Joe.
I'm also going to Minnesota. Because overall, like, when it comes down to it, Green Bay's offense, yeah, top-notch. Defense, pretty freaking terrible. Not great. I don't like their defense. Minnesota, their defense is pretty damn good. So I think that's how they get carried up to win that division. But Green Bay is still going all the way. But they don't win the division.
I'm picking Green Bay to win the division. I know Green Bay's defense isn't that up to par core, but they did draft a lot in defense related. They upgraded a lot. I know they're all rookies. They may not be able to compete as high caliber as the Vikings, but you got to remember they have Cousins as a quarterback, and I'm not high on Cousins as a quarterback. So I'll always pick Rodgers over Cousins, and if Rodgers is on that field, Packers always have a shot to win any game. So, I'm going to pick the Packers to win the division.
Pete!
I mean, go Pack, go, man. I mean, yeah. I'm picking the Packers to win this division.
Are you?
That defense is going to be much improved. I like the two young corners they drafted. Alexander's got attitude. I like Josh Jackson. I really like this defense.
Which one's the one from Louisville?
Jair. I like him.
Yeah.
That was a good pick. I think they're going to be much improved. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. I think it's going to be crazy that the Packers season starts with the Bears at home and then Minnesota at home. That game is going to be huge against Minnesota. And it's crazy that it's the second week.
Yeah.
Because then, the next time they play them is, like, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So, I mean, you got, like, you know, nearly 2 or 3 months after it. But, yeah, I think that's it's going to be between the two. I think this is the best division in football because the Bears are much improved. So, Detroit's always going to be there just because of Stafford. But, yeah, I think the Packers would take this division.
I'm going to go with Minnesota because I don't think they downgraded. That's the thing. I don't think You know, I mean, Case Keenum, he's okay. I still think Kirk Cousins is pretty solid. That's why I'm saying, like, okay, Case Keenum wasn't going to win you games, and he wasn't really going to lose you games. And Kirk Cousins is kind of almost in that same boat, right? We didn't get to see a lot with him in Washington because they didn't have a lot of weapons. Now he's got Thielen and Diggs, and you have Dalvin Cook coming back from his injury to see how he does, and Kyle Rudolph. You have a really great defense, which you guys touched upon. The Packers' defense is up and coming. They definitely addressed the secondary big time. I hate Green Bay offensively besides Rodgers. I think Davante Adams is good number one. But what we're going to run into an issue is who is the other receiver? I know you have Jimmy Graham, and I like that. Jimmy Graham could get back to what he used to be with Drew Brees. He really was dog shit with Russell Wilson, but maybe that's just the offense that Seattle ran. I don't know. But Rodgers, again, doesn't use tight ends. Foggy just doesn't. He loves throwing it up to Richard Rodgers for Hail Marys against Detroit.
Hell yeah.
But other
of course
than that,
against Detroit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
That's it. We'll I just and running back wise, boy, do I not like the three you got.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I like all three of them.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I like that all three of them bring something different to the table.
That is wonderful.
Yep.
I do think Minnesota probably is a better team. I do agree that, yes, you can't count the Packers out because of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, of course not.
It's very similar to Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady, we saw him do incredible things when he's down, and Rodgers does very similar things as well.
But when Tom went down, they had such a great core regardless.
A good cast around.
Yeah, they're like it didn't matter. Aaron Rodgers goes down, the whole team goes down.
True.
That's a huge difference. And it's not the same thing.
You got to
remember Seneca Wallace.
Oh, man. Pete, you remember Seneca
Wallace. Yeah, that guy was great.
What about Steve Tolzien? Or Scott Tolzien?
Dude.
My bad.
Hey, if you're going to talk shit about him, get his name right.
He's from Wisconsin,
right? Anybody who's a Scott Tolzien fan on the show, I'm sorry that Ryan fucking forgot his name. Okay?
That's how bad he is, though.
Where's Matt Flynn?
Scott Tolzien.
Hey, he made his money after his 1 year. I don't know who paid him
he
all that
still
money,
got
the...
Hey, it doesn't matter because you know what? In the record books, Matt Flynn has the most touchdown passes ever as a quarterback for a Packer in a game. So he's still got that record.
He does.
Okay. But Scott Tolzien, he could fling it, but it just wasn't accurate. So that's going to be difficult as a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, Jay did that.
I could do that. Put me on the show. You just fucking throw
no.
It.
But the thing is, the thing that's different though between Tolzien and Cutler. Tolzien would throw it to the ground. Like,
it was so inaccurate. It might be the opposite team. But shit, what about if it
someone
is his
it,
teammate?
Though. Someone caught it.
That's why Cutler played longer.
He did.
That's why. Yeah.
Check him out.
He threw it to a person.
Very cavalier.
to a living human being.
So, let's do wild card for the NFC. Pete. Do you have two teams that stand out to you in the NFC?
Oh, yeah.
Besides your division winners?
I mean, it's no doubt. It's New Orleans, Minnesota.
Okay.
I mean, I think one of those two could
easily...
Oh,
because you picked Atlanta to win.
The same division, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think either one of them could win the division. So, yeah, I think that's... And the NFC is... I mean, we're going to address this later. But, I mean, the NFC is so much better than the AFC. So, it's going to be super competitive this year.
I could see San Francisco and Atlanta as my two teams. Because I do agree with you guys about the Atlanta Falcons and that they are consistent. They have a good, solid core team. And San Francisco, it's just kind of fun, right? It's just kind of like, ooh, Jimmy G, what's he going to do? He's got some porn star with him. What's he got? Is he confident?
That's
right?
What you're about.
I don't know.
Is that why he's your wife
but I also really like Marquise Goodwin with Jimmy G. Like, you know, Tom every once in a while will find a guy like Deion Branch that he would really like, or Julian Edelman. Okay, Jimmy G really likes Marquise Goodwin. Had a really good year last year. And I kind of dig it. I don't know. I really like it. I like Shanahan as a coach, so I could see that. David, your wild card teams for the NFC.
Wild card.
One of them's going to be way out there. It's going to be the New York Giants.
I can see it, though.
I see them doing a bounce back.
Hey, you got to believe in Eli, man.
Yes.
Hall of Famer?
I mean, yeah.
With Barkley running, it's going to open be the up worst. The ground game. Got still out Odell Beckham. It's going to... You can't double him. You can, but then you're... That safety's not going to be in the box now. That just opens up one more running lane for the running back. So, it's open for them. And my other pick, I think I'm going to go with the Vikings. So... We'll see how that goes.
Kicks ass.
I mean, to David's point, though, about the Giants, I just want to say this real quick. I don't know if we've mentioned this in the podcast before, but Eli Manning will go down as the worst quarterback to ever make the Hall of Fame.
I think he doesn't make the Hall of Fame. We're not going to do that right now.
Oh, dude, he's making the Hall. Come on. Archie's going to pay him off.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
All right, maybe.
He's making the Hall of Fame.
He's already won 2 rings. So.
Dude, he beat Brady twice. He's getting in. Yeah. Come on, man. He's in. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Joe, you have two wild cards.
His earlier stat was it? Brees gets
I
a second ring.
I was going to go with New York Giants and Green Bay.
But okay, he's why, so good, though. For you, compared Joe. Eli, whoa, you. Man. Joe.
I'm actually going to flip it.
Oh, you are.
I was going to go New York, but I'm going to flip it to San Francisco.
Jesus, Daniel. What?
Scare the shit out of you, huh? God damn. All right.
Okay, why are you going to San Francisco?
I just think Jimmy's just going to have a literal blowout year and carry that too.
Like 6,000 yards? Or...
hey, we're not at both predictions yet, asshole.
He's at least throwing over 3,500.
Oh, okay. So could Dan.
That's not even my bold prediction. And then Green Bay Packers.
Fuck Green Bay.
Okay. Obvious reason.
Why did you pull away from the Giants? Is it because David picked them?
That and because...
Yeah, he wanted to be different.
I really didn't want to be the same, but I was honestly looking at New York. I'm like, I could see them pulling off a wild card.
I picked San Francisco.
Yeah?
Yeah, you weren't listening to me?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay. All right, so you like San Francisco and Green Bay. I dig it. Dan.
So I'm going to go with Atlanta and Packers.
Okay.
So, like I said, with the Vikings and Packers, I could see going either way. And I guess since I said Vikings are going to be on my division pick, I'm going to go with Green Bay for that one. And then Atlanta, I wanted to say Carolina, but I don't know how it's going to be there with the receiving corps and everything. So I'm really a little, don't really like that too much compared to Atlanta. So that's why I don't want to put them up there.
Okay. Pete, NFC winner.
Oh, Pack, man. Hell yeah. Let's go. I mean, I pick them every year,
every
so why not?
Every fucking year.
Honestly, I'm going to be consistent.
They're good.
You know?
Because eventually it's going to pay off.
No, because that's what I think is obviously going to happen this year. Like, I mean, there's been a few years where I just picked them just to pick them.
I think last year you went Minnesota.
Did I go Minnesota?
Yes.
Man, I felt confident in that one. It almost panned out.
Last year I went Minnesota.
Well, they did. It,
they got there.
They were so close.
Yeah.
And they really messed it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Atlanta's got that chance this year with it being in Atlanta for the Super Bowl that they could be there. Yeah. Sports Illustrated had them. Against Pittsburgh. But I'm going to pick the Packers going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. David?
Going with the Rams. Defense is stacked. And it's going to carry them into the playoffs and through. Because when it comes down to it, it's always the defense that wins championships. And that's what L.A. built around this whole entire time.
And it's because David picked them in fantasy.
Or it's Nick Foles that wins championships. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's just
guy barely could even do anything.
Hey, he caught a touchdown. Damn it.
Hey, man.
Brady couldn't catch
it. That guy also tied a touchdown passing record or a touchdown record in a game
on a Monday. I think it was a Monday night.
Yeah, it was against the Raiders.
Dan, your NFC winner.
Saints.
Okay. Why?
Like I said before, they're always a really high caliber offense, and the defense improved last year. They literally were a play away from making the NFC Championship, and that's all it did. The team didn't get any worse, so. With that division, I mean, division could be competitive, but I think that their defense improving, and that shows a lot over the last few years, with the offense not really getting any worse. I mean, they had the high-scoring offense, defense getting better, their record got better. They're so close. I can imagine seeing them actually getting to the Super Bowl this year.
Joe.
Green Bay Packers.
I think you did mention that they weren't going to win the division, but they're going to run it.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you feel confident in your Packers this year?
Because Jimmy Graham has never felt like he's had a good home for a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
And I think Aaron is really starting to connect with him, even though he doesn't like tight ends, but I think he can make this one work. And, you know, with the talking on the defense working up, I think because you have so many new guys, you're honestly going to get beginner's luck. And it's going to run you the whole way through. And beginner's luck is going to carry you and make you win that Super Bowl. Potentially, we'll see.
Oh, but, say, damn, we were like...
I don't want to jump the gun, but you get to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, I think going back to the Jimmy Graham thing and the wide receivers, how it's a question mark after Devontae, I think with the tight ends they have, they just split out Jimmy.
They should.
And then they're going to put, like, Mercedes Lewis and Kendricks in a tight end. I think they're going to do that a lot.
You still have Randall Cobb, too.
Yeah. Throw him so, out. I think that's what they're
going
to do.
Mm-hmm. My NFC winner is going to be the New Orleans Saints. It's like Dan. Okay. I don't know. I feel really good about that team this year. I felt kind of good about them last year until I realized one of them couldn't tackle. But I think we worked on that. I think they really fucking drilled that in there. Something about Drew Brees this year, man. And I think if they win a Super Bowl, I think this is the end for Drew Brees. I think he retires, too.
He retires?
If they win.
If they win.
If they don't, I don't think he retires just yet, but I think it's very close. You might see Brady and Brees retire in the same year. Possibly. Let's move to the AFC. This time, Joe, I'll start with you for the two wild card picks.
All right.
Are you ready? Can we move on?
Yeah, give me a minute.
All right, Pete.
Oh, dang, I wasn't ready for that.
All right, I am. I'm going to go with Houston and Oakland. Houston, I think, which David touched upon, that they could be a team that could win that division. They are very exciting with Deshaun Watson if he's healthy. They have a great defense, especially with Clowney and J.J. Watt. So I could see Houston doing it because I think the AFC is actually really shitty. Like, really, really, really shitty this year.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
and in Oakland, I kind of like Derek Carr, and you after having a really bad year, but a couple years ago he had such a really fun run until he blew his knee. And Amari Cooper, I guess mentioned earlier, it's a show me year. I think he's going to have a pretty solid year, and maybe Marshawn Lynch is okay with Doug Martin. Maybe that's a good combination. I don't know. Hopefully, Khalil Mack stuff gets figured out. I think it does. And John Gruden, he's really good at piggybacking off teams that have some talent to win. So. I think it'll be all right. So I'm going to go with the Raiders Texans.
What a backhand compliment was.
That was Tony Dungy's Super Bowl. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Dungy another got time. One later, you know that,
yeah,
right?
I know, but Gruden shouldn't get the credit for that. Anyway, we're not getting into that right now.
After he
you got to get some credit. He built that Oakland team, so he knew it in and out.
I know, but fuck him. Go ahead,
dude. I hate you. Let's see. My...
So much.
My two wild cards is going to be Jacksonville for one. I think they'll still make it. Maybe just slide in. Maybe a nine-win season. I don't think it's going to be too much to get into the wild card, the AFC. And maybe it's going to be a toss-up between the Ravens or the Chiefs, I think, for that last spot.
Why the Ravens or the Chiefs?
I mean, you got to pick one, though.
True.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't have three wild cards. I'm just saying.
There are only six seats.
I'll go with the Ravens.
Because they always get in somehow?
They do. They somehow get in.
Okay, hold on. Does Flacco play the entire year? Yes. Or does Lamar Jackson play?
Lamar Jackson won't even see a snap.
As a receiver or as a quarterback?
As a quarterback, he will not see a snap.
That'd be exciting if he got to play, though.
Now, a trick play, throw the ball? Yeah. Potentially could happen, yes.
You imagine how much more explosive that offense could be, though?
It could.
With how good their defense is?
And I also say this, that a lot of people really sleep on Alex Collins. Like, he had a good year.
I know. That's why he fell in our draft.
I just look at him and I'm like, God, he's boring.
Yeah. That's
it.
He is boring.
Oh, but you're going to go with the Ravens?
Yeah, I'll go with the Ravens.
Okay, I can see it.
This will be the first time the Chiefs and I haven't made the playoffs in
a while. A
very long time.
But it's understandable because you're going to Patrick Mahomes. There's nothing against Mahomes. I think he could be a really good quarterback with that offense, but I think it takes a year. And there's no defense. Fucking off. God.
Damn. So, no one from the AFC East, of course, because that division is awful.
Not the Bills, bro?
No.
You sure?
Sorry, Bert.
I mean, they did make it last year.
So, I'm going to go
with... Holy shit, they did.
The so Buffalo McCoys did.
For
did
my division winner, but I'm going to go with Houston for my wild card. At the points I've already touched on, again, you know, they could easily already take the division, but personally, in my opinion, I think that Jacksonville will take it, so I think Houston will be a nice runner-up for that. And then I'm going to go with the Chargers for my other wild card pick. I think it's the Raiders, but the Chargers, like already touched upon again, good team, good solid team, and they have like good defense now. They have new weapons on the offense side and everything. So compared to other divisions too, I can't see much other teams being really well compared to those. So,
Joe, you good now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Did you just tell me they're gonna take third, you prick?
You make wild cards.
Okay.
Jesus.
But yeah, I could see them make a wild card. They're still a solid team overall, and yeah. I mean, yeah, they
triple.
It was an easy chance. Yeah. Still third.
I got it. I always love your picks.
All right, you ready for the guess? Take a wild guess. What my second one is?
For a wild card.
Well, it has to be in that division. Nope.
When he said Pittsburgh taking third, it was bullshit. He really knows they're taking second. Yeah. Bengals aren't taking second.
No, there's no way.
I agree. I got you.
There's no way.
Baltimore was a bold enough. He couldn't do that. He was like, fuck that, I can't.
Yeah.
It's not the Jets?
It's not the Jets.
Because I know you mentioned him earlier.
That's what I was thinking. Nope,
going back in time. We're going old school. We're going Tennessee.
Oh,
they
man.
Did make the playoffs
they
last year.
They did. Yep. You know,
they make wild card this year. And something just clicks with them, and they literally go on fire.
Literally go on fire.
Yeah, they literally combust. And people don't know why they're
scientists. You know, I've never seen that. Watch Titans play.
You're not watching the right games.
Now, has anyone seen the Titans new jerseys? They're pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
They are pretty sweet.
That's what it's going to be. They're going to be like, wow, dope jerseys. I'm distracted.
New outfits.
Touchdown.
I do like the Titans because they made it last year. And it's not like they're, I mean, I don't know. I thought it could be pretty decent. Derrick Henry another year. Corey
Davis. Not like they're terrible. They made the playoffs. Like
they've come a long way.
Oh, I think, really, in that division, the only probably terrible team, it would probably be the Colts because of lack of players.
Well, it's because it's the Indianapolis Lux.
Yeah, and you don't know really what Lux is going to do.
You don't. That's a very big question mark.
He could throw one ball and be like, my back, my neck, and
now,
that's it.
Now, Joe.
My back, my neck.
Joe, who's your AFC pick to win it?
To win it? Pittsburgh.
You shit on them.
Oh, my God.
I fucking
hate
you.
Yes. They don't win the division.
Hey, man.
They won the Super Bowl. They didn't win the division.
You didn't pick.
Six seed.
You didn't ask my wild cards, man.
I did?
No, I got skipped.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
I feel Joe's got Pittsburgh to win the AFC.
So I have Kansas City.
Yes.
It's one of my wild cards. I do like the Tennessee pick. Joey, I like that one. But it was between them and Houston. I'm going to go Houston.
Okay.
As my two wild cards.
Now, who's your AFC winner?
Patriots. Okay. Because one of the years, it's going to be Brady against Rodgers.
You're fun!
One of the years, I'm going to pick Brady against Rodgers, and it's going to happen.
You picked Brady versus Rodgers last year, and God damn it, you just couldn't. It was close, man.
One of the years, it's going to happen.
You think so? 12-12? I think, right? Aren't they both number 12?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, you like looked at me, and I was like, no, I don't mean players on the field.
Yeah, I was just I don't know what you're talking about.
No, they're both number 12, right?
I just didn't like what you said.
I don't know. I saw it today on NFL's Instagram.
I like, don't like that either.
Yeah, that's cool.
David.
Go Houston.
See, he's fun. I'm going bold.
Explosive offense.
Bold.
This is definitely a bold.
Oh, it's bold.
It's definitely bold. No, Cleveland, yeah. Cleveland could watch the Super Bowl in the stands. So
stand room only.
They're a couple years away, dude.
More than a couple.
Baker.
So Houston, why Houston?
Why? I just love that offense right now. I'm hoping that offense clicks. Okay. When Watson was there.
It did look good.
They were fun to watch. They were really fun to watch.
Really unstoppable when he was there. And then he got hurt and then it all went downhill.
Does it kind of remind you of Oakland a few years ago before Derek got hurt? In a way, how they were fun
kind
to watch.
Of
a little different.
Kind of because they're really explosive, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's more than Oakland because of what Deshaun can do. Like, just and he's got great weapons.
Yes.
Like on that team, so I think it's a little different.
And a decent, they have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
It's not even horrible.
Yeah.
And JJ Watt stays healthy.
I'm trying to think of like what they're like. I mean, well, I mean, because you might touch on it. I only mentioned like Oakland, because
they were that fun team a few years ago. People were like, hey, they might beat the Patriots. Yeah. You remember, Joe. I mean, you loved watching that team.
Oh, yeah.
And then Derek obviously got hurt.
Well, the thing with Houston, though, if Houston's going to do it, and if you're going to beat the Patriots, you can't play at New England.
No.
It's got to be where they have got to have a better record.
And that's why I'll get to you real quick in a second, Dan. I just think that's why with the Patriots, with your prediction of Patriots, I think they could. But see, I'm looking at the Patriots as a team that I think goes 9-7, 10-6. So then at that point, maybe they don't get home field, and that's how somebody can sneak in. That I do agree with you. That's the one way.
That's the only way they're
not going to beat them in New England. Damn it, Jacksonville tried. They tried so hard, and they were just – they didn't, you know, they turned away from Bortles at certain key points where you maybe, if you're trying to beat New England, you have to risk it.
Yeah.
You honestly do.
Yeah.
Because you have to do something that other teams don't. And that's part of why Atlanta a few years ago blew it, because they got super cautious, and you're just not going to beat New England that way.
Yep.
And Bortles, how are you not throwing the ball with a little over 2 minutes to go before the half to try and take a lead? How are you not? Why are you just pounding the football like that safely? And that's part of the issue. And I do like Houston, because I think Houston could be that explosive team. I really want to pit Pittsburgh to win the AFC, but fuck, they just let me down every single time. So I'm going to go with the Chargers, because I'm really high on them this year. I'm really high on Phillip Rivers, which is weird, because I think like 2 years ago, I fucking despised him.
Well, I'm surprised, because he's a prick, and normally you like pricks.
Yeah, so, but he screwed me in fantasy.
That's probably why. It is. That's probably why.
But I think this year they have a really fun defense to watch. And offensively, I think Melvin Gordon, Mike Williams, they're going to have a solid year, I think. So I could see them being the team that beat New England. I'm just trying to be different than New England, but in reality, watch it be New England anyway.
Yeah.
But Dan, AFC pick.
I'd see the Steelers go back there.
You want it so bad.
I do. Last year, that Jacksonville game really hurt. I just want to see Big Ben just fucking force the ball in the Super Bowl. You know, it's like he does every damn time.
Oh, he's so fun to watch in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I love him. It's just like, it's just a team, man. I just didn't go back. It's a little biased, but yes. But
no, I understand. That's why, like, I love Joey's pick so much, because he was like, I don't know about Pittsburgh. And then we come full circle, and he's like, Super Bowl. Love it. So, Joe, your Super Bowl is Pittsburgh, and then who'd you have in the NFC?
Packers.
Rematch. We got it.
I got the Steelers winning.
Oh, man.
Revenge!
Man.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to go into my bold prediction yet, but it ties in with it.
Okay, so we'll get back to you later on that. But you got Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Pete?
Oh, I got the Pack winning, man.
Versus Patriots.
Against anybody.
Yeah.
Against anybody.
Against the world, dude.
Combine all the teams.
Seriously, I don't even care. Put a Pro Bowl team out there. Put a Pro Bowl team. No, I'm picking the Packers one.
Okay. You have a reason? Just curious.
I think their defense is better than New England's. And because I think if whoever goes through the NFC and actually wins, like say that the Packers don't go to the Super Bowl, I think they beat the AFC team. Because it's going to be so much tougher for that NFC team to make it through. I feel like whoever wins in the AFC, it's going to be
tough. So you're telling me if Tampa makes it, Tampa could beat Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, if Tampa makes it, then yeah. They're good enough. Clearly they're good enough. So yes.
16-0.
Jameis Winston doesn't take no for an answer.
He throws 6,000 yards.
Yeah.
55 touchdowns.
Holy shit.
Zero picks.
That's not
even
zero picks.
Three MWs. David, you have Houston versus who's in the NFC?
Oh, the Rams.
Who you got?
It's going to be the Rams.
Because they're fun. He's got a fun Super Bowl.
It's
going to be an amazing Super Bowl. It's going to be a high-flying offense with Houston versus this top-of-the-line secondary with the Rams to stop it, and defense wins championships. So,
yeah,
it would be an amazing Super Bowl to see that. Is it likely? We'll see. But
you're going to go with the Rams.
But that's what I'm going with, the Rams.
Damn, bringing a championship to L.A. Yeah. Who would have thought? The Rams instead of the Lakers. Rams. Daniel, you have Steelers and Saints, correct?
Yep.
Who you got?
I'm actually going to go with the Saints. I think it'd be cool to see Drew Brees just have another ring. And plus, the NFC is more stacked, so I think they have the harder time getting through there. And if they get to the Super Bowl, I think they would be the better team overall.
I agree with that, and I agree with you when you said whoever gets out of the NFC is probably winning the Super Bowl.
I feel like whoever does,
because honestly, it's so stacked.
Yep.
The AFC to me is fun because of the Steelers and the Patriots, and if the Texans or Jacksonville get in, and then plus you still add the Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, any of those teams out of the West. But the NFC, like, my lord, like, just to even get a wild card is, like, really difficult. There's a lot of solid teams. Because I think if you go through the NFC, just to make the playoffs in general, not win a division, yeah, you could probably make the argument for a bunch of them. Like, could you make the argument that the Giants get in? Could you make the argument that the Cowboys somehow get in?
Look at the quarterbacks in the NFC compared to the AFC.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks in the NFC are ridiculous.
Yeah, losing Jay out of the AFC will do that to you.
My God. You know what? The best part is you were so close to saying that straight face.
So close.
You know, when you lose a great like Jay.
Do you remember when we tried to say something about Gordon Beckham being a great player and I just couldn't do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very similar.
I have Chargers versus Saints. I'm going to go with Saints.
That's the Drew Brees Bowl right there, man.
I love it. Like,
literally, the Drew Brees Bowl.
Remember when you got rid of me, assholes? Yeah. Like, you picked Phil Rivers, you
remember when you thought my arm was off?
I'm better than Doug Flutie, assholes.
No. I'm a Hall of Famer.
True. I think Drew Brees should win another one this year. God damn, they should have got there last year. Damn, yeah. If you could just tackle somebody, my lord. It's going to be interesting, though. I think I like everybody's Super Bowl. I think the only Super Bowl I really didn't like was Pete's.
I mean, the Patriots are in it, so no one likes that.
I just don't want to see the Packers there. I really don't.
I mean, I don't want to see New England there.
I have the Packers.
Yeah, but you have the Steelers, so it's okay. I can tolerate it. You can't give me Packers and then, like, oh, hey, fuck yeah. Here's Tom Brady again for, like, the sixth straight time.
What if it was Packers-Houston? You okay with that?
Yes, because Houston's exciting to watch.
They are exciting.
And yes. Houston will win.
And I think it could be – I think that would be – I mean, yours would be great for the story purpose of Brady versus Rodgers.
I mean, for sure. I mean, I wanted this to happen, like, 6 years ago.
Should have.
Yeah. I'd really like to see it one time.
It would be great. It would be
well,
great.
Well, it should have happened 4 years ago if Brandon Bosick knows how to, you know, catch an onside kick.
And I think Saints and Steelers should be really fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Rams and Houston would just be like, holy shit. It's
totally different.
If those Rams Houston, that would be, I mean, that's a sexy pick right there.
Which Super Bowl gets the best TV ratings? Probably yours.
Oh, for sure. It's
because of Rodgers versus Brady.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So who do you think is your most valuable player this year? Rodgers?
I mean, I feel like I should say that.
But if Millions get into that Super Bowl, it's going to have to be Brady.
Could be Tom. But then again, the division's really bad, so maybe he doesn't have to do a lot to get there.
Damn, he should have won last year.
No.
I mean, I want to say Rodgers, but I don't want to go Rodgers.
Maybe it's somebody different.
Yeah.
Maybe it's somebody that doesn't even make the playoffs.
You know what? Get back to me.
Okay.
I got to rethink this.
Do you have somebody?
Go Todd Gurley.
I can see it.
He's going to carry that whole entire offense for the Rams.
Yeah, maybe.
So, all
right.
Okay. Okay.
See it happening, but my strong second would be Antonio Brown.
Man, that'd be so cool. Really wish he would have won last year. Mm-hmm. Him getting hurt obviously affected that big time. Same with Wentz getting hurt. Obviously, Wentz was the easy MVP favorite, so kind of was by default like, hey, here you go, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks for being you. It's like when LeBron every year. Like, maybe LeBron should win the MVP every year. Dan?
We could just go with Drew Brees. Have him all in the Super Bowl anyways. Christ. I mean, might as well. I mean, got him in the Super Bowl. He's going to break records. If he breaks the records too and everything, you know, he might as well make him the MVP if he wins with the Super Bowl at the end of the season.
Mr. Joe.
Antonio Brown.
But not Joe Flacco.
Are you sure?
But if I wanted to go fun to make it bold, Mariota.
Okay. That'd be all cool.
Right. Okay.
That'd be great.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to go Wentz.
Okay. He gets his retribution.
Wentz. Yeah, yeah.
Technically should have kind of won it last year.
He totally should have won it last year.
He didn't get hurt, he does.
No, and I think in the back,
he
I mean.
He still should have got it, even if
obviously, he's still happy about Foles excelling. But
back of mind, he's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the
I
fucking.
I can't catch a touchdown pass.
He's like, I'm the first fucking quarterback in the city.
Yeah.
So I think he's still going to be motivated.
Real quick, Joe, why Antonio Brown for you? Just because receivers never win, but I love that idea that he could win it.
Because, you know, they're going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win, right?
Yeah.
Against the Packers. Le'Veon Bell actually can't run the ball. He gets stopped over and over. They have to go to the air. Antonio Brown only misses, like, two catches. He literally explodes in the air. Okay. And just goes literally balls to the wall.
I would love Antonio Brown to win it. That'd be great. Because Dan took Breeze, and I'm going to try to be different, I'm going to go with Philip Rivers. Because he's got kids to fucking feed.
Man, that was my second.
He's got nine kids.
Okay, you know what? You know what? That was my second choice was Philip Rivers. If I was going off the wall, I was like, you know what? Just throw Philip out there.
I wanted Breeze so bad, and I even thought Brown. I was like, man, that'd be so cool, Brown. And then he's like, Breeze. And I'm like, God damn it. I know Dan loves Drew Breeze, so I guess I'm going to go with Philip fucking Rivers.
He's sorry, got like, we didn't see that coming so at all.
He's got like eight or nine kids. The dude's going to have a great year.
He's a millionaire. He doesn't care. He's pop him out.
I don't know. That's Cromartie.
Just pop him out. It's not like he's having them, man. He's not popping it on himself.
No, he's like, right. here's like 30 grand right here. He's because you're nice.
Okay. Now it's my favorite part is the bowl predictions. Joe, since you're pretty positive on yours, what is it?
Okay. So it ties in with what I've been going on.
With the Steelers.
So Steelers and Green Bay make it to the Super Bowl. Steelers win. Steelers win no thanks to Big Ben. Big Ben gets injured either before the Super Bowl or during the regular season. Backup walks in, and Big Ben gets carried the entire way, doesn't play the Super Bowl, and they still win.
So damn. Landry Jones or whomever is the backup. Yeah.
Yep.
Is that why you asked me earlier who's the backup?
Yep, I was wondering. I'm like, yeah, he could do it.
Some no-name fuck.
Just throw it in, and he's just like, fuck it, somehow I'm just doing it. And that's also how Antonio Brown's just like, fuck it, I am the MVP, because put in this quarterback that's like, meh, never really played.
Honestly, it all makes sense.
I'm not saying it
really does. If somehow this happens, then Antonio Brown might be the MVP.
And also, I would love it because all the Steeler friends would be like, oh, we beat the Packers. I'd be like, oh, Big Ben didn't do shit.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's funny, and what I'll say about that is actually there's a lot of Steeler fans that don't like Big Ben,
really,
because of off the field choices. Obviously, everything that happened with the rape allegations and everything. Yeah. A lot of people don't. They love Antonio Brown. They love the defense, and they love Le'Veon Bell. Really don't like Big Ben.
No, okay.
And that's so weird to me because, like, for instance, like Tim and my dad don't like Big Ben at all, and a bunch of other ones. That's why it's so weird. I love Big Ben.
Because
I like assholes. I think that's probably why.
That's probably why.
But I love that. That would be so cool as a backup. To win a Super Bowl. Again, two backups in a row to win a Super Bowl? That's even more impressive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Seriously.
My bold prediction is that the
final score?
Oh, go ahead.
I don't want to do
that. I'm not going to, but Joe wants to.
I want to.
Go ahead. Part of your prediction. Go ahead.
Fuck, I didn't do the math right. 32-30. Is that right? 32.
It could happen.
That could happen.
I mean,
no,
32-30.
Nice.
One hell of a score. That's a weird score.
My bold prediction is that the Browns win 8 games this year.
Wow, all right.
And fall just short of a wild card spot in the AFC without Baker Mayfield stepping on the field at all for the Browns.
I think if they go 8-8, they're making the playoffs.
Could. I was just giving way more credit to the Raiders and the Texans.
Yeah. I feel like that's a soft, bold prediction, though.
Really? They went 0-16.
I'm not at all. That's
no, no, no.
I'm trying to say that bold prediction is like they get 8 wins.
Their bold prediction
when's
go
the last time they broke 8?
It's been a while. And no, honestly, almost.
I know it's been a long time.
I wanted to say wild card pick, but because I picked Raiders and Texans, I couldn't do it.
But the bigger bold prediction is Baker not playing a game.
Yeah, he does not play.
Or playing a down.
He does
that's
not.
That's even more bold, actually.
He does not take a snap under center.
That's impressive.
And that's basically me trying to say that Tyrod Taylor somehow stays healthy.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, well, that's
bold.
That's bold.
Right?
That's bold. That's a bold
prediction. Now I agree.
Yeah. Pete. Packers defense will finish top 10 in the NFL.
We talked about this earlier, yeah.
And they will lead the league in turnovers.
My second that I forgot to mention is the Packers take fourth in the NFC North.
Ooh.
I think it's very tight, and I think they finish 8-8, but fourth.
Man.
I think the Bears also finish 8th and 8th, but they beat them week one, and they have a tiebreaker, and they take
third.
Oh,
man.
That was my big thing.
Man.
Yes. David.
Man, I hope Aaron Rodgers listens.
Right.
That'd be really cool. Buy a shirt.
I know. That'd be sweet.
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
You would love that address, wouldn't you?
Like, damn, that's so cool. Dan Patrick's there.
Right. It kind of contradicts with my MVP, though, but I think Antonio Brown could get 2,000 receiving yards. That would be my bold prediction.
He's come close before.
Yes.
But I think he could do it.
It would.
And that ties in with my MVP.
Oh my God.
It ties in with your MVP. Yeah. But with I said he could be my MVP.
You did say that he was your second if it's not Gurley, so I like that.
But that means also Gurley's going to run a lot. He could do 1,000.
Well, maybe your pro prediction happens, so then Brown gets instead of Gurley, like you said he could.
Yeah.
Could be. Daniel?
See, my pro prediction is going to be Todd Gurley's going to have. He's going to get 100 plus yards a game, each game.
He's going to average over 100
yards. I'll say 2,000 plus yards. I'll say for season.
Okay.
That's a good say, my MVP. Because the 100 plus, I was like, well, I've seen that before.
It doesn't happen often, like every single game, though.
But I was just going to veer to your average. But okay.
I'll say 2,000 plus yards for season.
Okay. Yeah, damn. Okay. Those are bold. I like those bold predictions. That was good. Yours would be the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life.
You're like, oh my God, you're
the coolest shit I've seen in my life.
Within 2 years, I'd see two backup quarterbacks with fucking Super Bowl.
And they're both against from Pennsylvania.
Two of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, with Brady losing one and Rodgers losing another.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's cool. Man. Your dark horse team that maybe you didn't pick to make the playoffs, but you think, yeah, a team you didn't think would make the playoffs, but you could totally see it happening. Pete.
Man. Do we need one for each or just one team?
You can just give me one team. Dark Horse? NFC, AFC, I don't care.
I'm going to say Titans. I didn't pick them.
Well, you picked them, though. You picked them. I wanted somebody you didn't pick.
See, I didn't pick Titans, so I think Titans would do it, yeah.
Why?
I think they made it last year.
Because Joe convinced you?
No, definitely. Oh, yeah. I've always been high on them anyways. But
Mariota.
But yeah, I mean, they made it last year, so, I mean, compared to the rest of the division, I mean, I'll see why they couldn't. If the way how it goes in that division, I don't know. I just, because fucking Colts suck ass. They're not doing anything. And then I think, if it's not Jaguars, I think between Houston and Titans, it can be like a toss-up for a wild card position. So I think that's where I come into play. And they could take it from Houston.
Okay. Joey?
You know what? Fuck it. This is going to be like a secondary bold prediction. The Colts.
After Dan's like, fuck him.
I would say it's going to be the opposite. Andrew Luck is just like, oh, fuck it. I'm just
who needs a defense?
I'm going to chuck it.
Who needs anybody other than T.Y. Hilton and Doyle? Who? Not me. I'm Andrew Luck.
I have both of those players.
So. I know you do.
Let's roll it. Run it.
I like it. Okay. Maybe Andrew Luck does have a great comeback year.
Just have Russell Wilson.
Though, but damn, maybe he does.
Yeah, whatever Andrew Luck's drinking, so he can do the same thing. Yeah.
This motherfucker.
Oh, no, he's not. Myself. But he's not going to have a great year, but fucking he could.
It's not that I'm saying you have to be like convinced that this guy is our mate. It's just your dark horse team. A team that you think, you know, maybe. Maybe things go right, it could happen.
Yeah, maybe he just comes back and is like, oh, I'm all right.
And maybe. David.
Dark horse.
Yeah, the Katy Perry song.
I'm the dark
I think I'm going to have to go with...
Browns. Shut up.
Definitely not the Cleveland Browns. I'm going with Dallas Cowboys.
How about them
Feed
Cowboys?
Feed Zeke.
Yes. Feed Zeke. You get the running game going, it opens up the pass lanes.
Yeah, I mean, they had... It's not like... I mean, they were in contention last year. It's not like, you know...
They would have been in the contention if he wasn't suspended for those four games. He easily could have made a wild card spot. Mm-hmm. So, it could definitely happen again.
I like it. Pete?
You know what? Why not? Bears. Let's just get weird. Because
weird.
If you think about it, all right, nobody thought the Rams last year. They got an offensive coach, Sean McVay, changed around Jared Goff.
But at least they had an all-star running back.
Well, I mean, they got two good running backs right
Jordan
now.
Jordan Howard's Pro Bowl.
I mean, Jordan Howard's good. Tariq Cohen's good. They got a great offensive line that they can stay healthy.
And they got some receivers.
They got some weapons. As long as they can shorten a game... They'll be fine. They have a really good defense. So
I mean, they did beat the Steelers last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do show potential. Yeah. So, I mean, why not the Bears?
Okay. Made it easy for me. I'm going to go with the Browns. I wanted the Bears, but you took Bears, so I'm going to go Browns. I really love this Browns team, man.
They should be fun, actually.
I love all three running backs. I think that'd be a good combo. I don't like them on their own. Oh, God, no. But as a combo, that's pretty cool. You've got Myles Garrett. You've got the kid they just drafted, Denzel Ward out of Ohio State. I like Tyrod Taylor. Jarvis Landry, if Josh Gordon can stay off the pot, cool. Njoku. I think you have good pieces, and they're going to be really fun. I think people shitting on the Browns are just shitting on the Browns because they're used to shitting on the Browns. I think that you were going, like you mentioned, in a couple of years, like, that's their division.
I mean, I feel like they got the future of that division. Mm-hmm.
So I could see them as my dark horse to totally make the playoffs as a wild card. That'd be cool. Who's your worst team? Bills. Easily Bills.
Yeah.
Don't know who's your quarterback. I hope it's not Josh Allen because you don't want to rush him.
I don't see the Bills being the worst. They still got McCoy.
Terrible. I don't even know how much he plays this year because I think he might get suspended.
Going from a playoff team to worst?
They shouldn't even make the playoffs.
They could.
That's a big drop.
I've seen it. You've seen worst first and first to worst. Bills. They're fucking bad. I hate that offense. Awful. And their defense. You got rid of everybody. Awful. Dan, worst team.
I don't think the Bills do. That team is ass.
Yeah. Besides Zay Jones, though. For Pete. ECU pride.
Charles Clay.
Pete,
you're you know what? Just to be different, I mean, the Bills are going to be probably bad. But I'm going to say worst team in the NFL. You know what? Why not? I might as well stick with it. I'm just going to go Bengals. Because
you're really hating on this.
I think Andy Dalton gets hurt, and then it gets real bad.
Yeah, I don't know who their backup is.
I know, and then it gets real bad.
And then it's just going to give Lewis another year because he gets...
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't my fault.
Tom got injured. It's not my fault.
No, and then the Bengals are going to draft...
It's Matt Barkley.
What?
Matt Barkley.
So then the Bengals are going to draft another... They're going to draft a quarterback because then Dalton's going to get hurt this year, and then they're going to have one of those top picks, and then they're going to give Marvin Lewis... Like David just said, they're going to give him more time because he's going to get a young quarterback. So, no, I'll just say the Bengals, but the Bills are probably going to be bad.
Joey?
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Ryan Tannehill's back, and this is his last year.
Yeah, what if he gets hurt? They keep bringing back people that they don't need, and that it's just like a retirement community over there.
It's like
old motherfuckers.
Some young ones, too.
Yeah, but you got Frank Gore. That dude's like 80 at this point.
Frank Gore's at least 100.
He's oldish.
But they do have a young receiving core.
Every year he gets darker.
Danny Amendola? He's.
What?
Frank Gore? Hey, he's so dark.
He's not even their main person.
Hey, he drafted Amendola, bro. I'm sorry that happened. I don't think he knew that he wasn't on fucking New England.
I think that we're, I think the four of us are all AFC right now. So, David, are you going to break that trend?
I will break it only because I'm going to go with the worst record and not the worst overall team.
That's what I meant by record.
I'm just going to go worst record. Worst record is going to be Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh man, that's a good one. Man, you know what? Hold on. No.
They're not
going to
win a game.
Tampa's going to be bad.
You can't take it out. So,
two wins.
They're not going to win any game in their division. They're going to get destroyed in all their games in the division. And any game they play outside, I don't even think they're going
to. Hold on. Wait. Do you have to. Wait, I'm uploading Tampa's schedule. They might not have
a. Ready to go soon, so.
All right, what's the Bucs' schedule?
At New Orleans.
Oh, God,
loss.
No.
At home versus Philly.
Loss. No,
at
my.
At home versus Pittsburgh.
Loss.
At Chicago.
Loss. That's a loss.
At Atlanta.
Loss.
Home versus Cleveland.
Loss.
That might be the win. That might be the win.
It's a coin flip. That could be their only win.
At Bengals.
Yep.
Win.
I think they lose at Bengals.
At Carolina's
next. Loss. No.
Home versus Washington.
Loss.
At New York Giants.
Loss.
Home versus San Francisco.
Loss.
Then Carolina.
Loss.
Then New Orleans.
Loss.
Then going to Baltimore.
Loss. Because it's late, I could say maybe they beat Baltimore. Hmm. Depending where Baltimore is at that point.
True, no, but it's true. December. That's a warm weather
you're
team.
You're talking, and you're in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's cold.
Know. It depends where Baltimore's
at. It's going to be cold there.
It's going to be...
It's December 16th.
That's going to be cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It's
that might be
there.
Snow.
Then that's home for Cowboys.
No, it, at,
it depends
Cowboys.
Where Cowboys are.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys.
At Cowboys, I don't see it.
No.
And then you got your last home game versus Atlanta.
They're going to get like one. They may beat Atlanta because they may already have something clinched and they don't even need to play
again.
Yeah,
no, Tampa's going to be terrible.
So, yeah. I
okay,
think
hold
gonna
on. Who's
going to
be worse, Tampa or Buffalo?
I think Tampa.
I feel like Tampa's got the tougher division.
I think if you go over Buffalo's schedule, they may squeeze out a couple
Buffalo's
wins just with McCoy.
Schedule at Baltimore.
No.
At home versus LAC Chargers.
No.
At Minnesota.
Loss.
At Green Bay.
Loss.
Home versus the Titans.
I say loss. It's a toss. It's a toss-up because they're at home.
Yeah.
Okay. At Houston.
Loss.
At Indy.
That could be one of their wins.
It's a toss-up.
That might be one
of their wins. It could be one of their wins.
Yeah.
Like, literally luck.
Literally, it's luck.
home versus New England.
Loss. Huh. Home versus Chicago.
They may squeeze a win out there.
Maybe if the Bears are just like...
Well, it's Sunday, in November. It's not November 4th. It's not December yet.
So I don't know.
So I think they lose that game. Okay. I think the Bears win that one.
And then you're at the Jets.
Toss up. It's a division game. They may Jets split ones one are
tough.
One.
The Jets and Dolphin games are really tough because I can see the Bills splitting those.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be split.
Home versus Jacksonville?
Loss.
At Miami.
Again, like I think it could be
it's
a toss up.
It's a division. Big division game, so those games are different.
Then home versus the Jets again.
That's the game they probably split, and they win that one.
Yeah.
Because they're home versus Detroit.
I think they'll win that, too, because...
Well, yeah, Stafford, no, they're going to...
Buffalo in December, I remember watching a game, and it was a blizzard. And it was like a foot of snow, so that's anything could happen 16th. In December.
Oh, December 16th? Too. Oh, yeah, they're going to win that game.
Yeah.
And then December 23rd at New England.
No.
Lost.
December 30th, home versus Miami.
Win that one.
Yeah, they'll win that one.
So it sounds like Buffalo's going to be better than Tampa.
I can see record-wise, like you said.
Yes, like record-wise. Overall, I think they're horrible.
Yeah, talent on paper, I think they're pretty bad. But, okay, I go off record, I could see Tampa being worse because I think Tampa has a harder schedule.
Yeah. Damn, I'm much
more
harder.
Damn, that is brutal. That's it for our NFL podcast. It's awesome. Fun. I like the predictions. We start in a few weeks, so we'll Joe try to be on it every week going over our picks. I'm not going to commit fully this time because last time I did, we just never did it.
Well, it's easier because we're on the same schedule, so.
We'll see what happens. As always, you can listen to all our podcasts on Spotify by searching The Big J and BB Show. It's also on Google Play Music for all you Android guys out there. David, Undead Rebel, thank you for being on. Let them know where to find you again.
Twitch.tv/UndeadRebel or even at Twitter at Undead Rebel.
Yes, always support your Twitch streamers. Buy our t-shirt if you're on our Facebook or Twitter. It's facebook.com/BigJandBBShow.
Free shipping.
Free shipping at Big J and BB Show. Awesome, awesome. You can also, when you're on Twitch, support David and buy his shirt as well and other goodies.
That's don't know awesome. If it's free shipping.
They may offer free shipping. It doesn't come to me. It goes through the website, and they will tell you how much your shipping costs. If you are across the world, then I can't guarantee it's free.
Exactly.
The intrigue's real.
Pete, always a pleasure having you back.
Hey, you know what? It's an honor.
Dan, same to you as well. Undead Rebel David, thank you for joining us today on our NFL podcast, one of my favorite ones we do. And as always, Joey and me, we're just always fucking here. Yeah. We got a gaming one coming at you. Hopefully very soon we should be able to get into that. And it's my favorite thing. Dan, take us away with the quote of the week.
Will do, sir. A creative man is motivated by the desire to achieve, not by the desire to beat others. Ayn Rand.
Bye, everybody. You stay breezy, Chicago.